in prayer, what you want to do is work on yourself. A lot of time we're working on somebody else. We pray for other people, but we need to work on ourselves. That a lot of time we can't help nobody else because we're not where we want, where we need to be. And then John 17:19, I think, another scripture. And it's about in prayer time, and we're not going to talk, we're going to pray. It's about transformation. It's about transformation taking place in you that you can help somebody else. So we want to make sure that, for lack of a better word, you who come praying, that you packing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking street talk here now. That you be packing properly spiritually as you sit and stand among the others. Okay? From this room, you're supposed to leave here as a carrier of the presence of God, knowing your insufficiency, but yet knowing God's sufficiency. Okay? All right? So that's how you implement the strength of the Spirit among people, by being strong yourself. Okay? So the major thing prayer going to be working on is me. That I can be receptive to any change I have to make. And so that when the anointing rides on you, is for you and the people who come around you. All right? All right. So you notice what Ephesians 5:18 says. What it says? All right. What's the next voice say? All right. In the now Acts 13, and you go back there. I just want you to pray those scriptures. Acts 13:9. It's talking about in the Amplified Bible being filled with the Holy Ghost and controlled by the Holy Ghost. Being filled. That's why the demons obeyed them, boy. They was filled with the Holy Ghost and they were controlled by the Holy Ghost. Some people just feel and not control. And so the power is the combination of the two. Being filled and controlled by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that other go ahead and find your place to pray. I shot ba suku. Pray the scripture. Andele bo shot tataka. Korabas.
Hold the same gear.
Write this down. Seeing, hearing, understanding, speaking, and doing. Seeing, hearing, understanding, speaking, and doing. That's what you're praying about. Da la la basa ta la ba ku shi di li buru ba 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 sa ku di 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 ra ra ba 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 su ku shi di 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 ra ba 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 ku shi di 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 ku shi di 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 ra ba 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 ku shi ki di li bu ku shi ki di li buru ba 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 sa ta bre shi ka tu lu ma ma ku bu ku shi ki di li bu ra ba 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 a ta la ba ka sa ka ta lu ku shi ki di li ku.
Look at the scripture and pray.
Mama Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit.
Right on your paper, pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Pray that. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit. Pour. P-O-U-R. Pour out your spirit.
Upon all flesh. All up and down the street. Pour out your spirit. But somebody lift holy hands to the Lord for a while anyway. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit.
You don't have to keep them up all the time, but every now and then raise your hand and pray in tongues.
Woo! Glory to God. Halalabasha ta ta ta. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Shirede burro ba 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 sa. Be filled and be controlled by the Spirit. Katalabasha katalabasa. Must be filled and controlled by the Spirit. Halalabasha kura. Zigidere burro ba 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 ba. Pour out your spirit, Lord. On all flesh. Thank you. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. Come here.
Now notice John 17 and 19. There's a specific message there for intercessors. In John 17, 19, there's a specific message there for those who intercede. Those of us who are interceding, there's a specific message there. Let's say it this way. For to impart, you first must be a partaker. Get that down now. For to impart, you first must be a partaker. And so we are in the process of imparting to this service. But we have first must be partakers of the sanctification process. You what they say in the 19th verse? And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified too. See, it's not so much working on the other fellow. Are you going to be an observer or a partaker of what the Spirit is bringing to the church? I know you're not in opposition, but opinion just as bad as opposition. So the word, I hear the word, the Spirit of God said, we're going to pray this. Be open. Go ahead, start praying. Be open. Woo! Glory to God. Be open. So the thing can flow. Somebody lift holy hands up in here. Lord, I'm open. Be open, be open for the sanctifying power to flow through you. the sanctifying power flowing through you. Be open. Share that. Change everything in your life. Homes will be changed this morning. Not just individual, but the whole household. Woo. Be open. Lord, Lord, I don't want to just be an observer. I don't just want to have my opinion about this service. I want to be open that you can channel your sanctifying power through me. Now go ahead and enjoy yourself. Open up. Don't let the devil condemn you. Open up. Woo! Holy Ghost, crack me open this morning. All right, write these two things down. I don't want to do a lot of praying, but Holy Ghost, crack me open. I had about somebody else's mistakes. I'm asking you to forgive me, because I've made mistakes too. Every hour of conversation I've been in this week, every hour of texts I made, I'm asking you to forgive me. I want to be clean, Lord. Flow through me. Shatarabba. Hold a hand. We need to pray. Come on. Don't think about it too long. Pray about it. Hatasha. I know. I understand. I'm in the same category. I understand. I understand. Haraba Shakatarabba. I don't want to keep interrupting you, but the reason the problem is not clearing up because you're sowing wrong thoughts and saying wrong words, and you're your own enemy. Let the Holy Spirit check you this morning. You're here for a reason. The devil can't obey a devil. And when he gets you to thinking and talking wrong and not correcting it, he got you enforcing what he's doing. Today you go free. Check every thought. Check every word. Check every call. Check every text. If they're talking about somebody, don't answer them. Shot, shot out of a left hand here. Now the Holy Ghost can move in the area like this. See, we open the door for the Holy Ghost to move. On your situation. There ain't nothing you can't whip, but you got to be in the right position. Glory to God. Come on, let's get it. Let's get it. Glory. Andele boro basa taraba koshi di di raba baba basa koshi di di robo. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray that. I feel the weight lifted. Thank God for forgiveness. He know we're gonna make mistakes, but he wants us to correct them. Boy, I feel a lifting in here, man. Good God, I got rid of that junk. Goodbye. See, you lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. Then you can run. You unload, then run. Don't run with that load. You can't run fast enough. You see, we're unloading in here. So every hour of word you spoke today, this week, every hour of thought you had this week, you know, and somebody called you to want to talk about somebody else, and you said yeah. When you said yeah, that was you talking. People always want to share their misery. Everything you do, you're sowing. Thinking, talking, deeds you do, you're sowing. So what happened after a sowing? Oh, a harvest. So what do you have in your barn? See, when you're praying, Satan is using the barn. When you reading the scripture and asking God to do something, Satan using the barn. He's checking your barn out. We got to clean the barn out. We got to get the right harvest in the barn, in our thinking, our mouth. You see my point? You see, because you got the power. Tell the person next to you, you got the power. Oh yeah, you got the power. You see, but what you got in the barn? You see, don't you? I mean, I didn't grab this out the air. The Spirit of God telling me this. I never heard it before in my life. What you got in the barn? So when you talking to all them, quoting all them scriptures and binding it and losing, Satan sitting down in the barn. Harvest your mouth had brought, your thought had brought. How many of y'all know Satan been in the barn on you? Fresh revelation. It take a while to work on it, but the next time you aim to have that little fresh talk that's going to make you feel good a few minutes, know you putting the harvest in the barn. How many seeing this now? How many of y'all glad you're here this morning? Dude, I got some things I got to get out the barn, baby. See, bad harvest. Because when we speak, mountains are supposed to move. Sickness, disease, lack, limitation, all of that's supposed to move for a Christian. Christian carries the voice of Christ. And when Jesus spoke, everything obeyed him. I have the expectation out of your life the same way. I'm gonna pray. It's so easy to make our life look good by looking at somebody else. That's not your mirror. No, we feel good, you know. Oh boy, they run the street and everything. I don't never run the street. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You said yesterday. Pull in front of you. I know you won't say hallelujah. You ain't say no hallelujah. So understand now, we're clearing the bond. You're going to have a service this morning, boy. See, because it's not by might, nor by power, by his spirit. If the atmosphere is created right, it's not by no great preacher, it's no great singing. It's the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Having somebody to go through. And see, you're going to be a vessel sanctified, fit for the master's use. So, woo! Go back to that text in you got Hebrew. Go back to Acts, John. Sanctify me, Lord. Die truth. Well, I can preach right here now. Hallelujah. Go back to the 17th verse. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We're going to pray this. Verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through your truth. The best help you can do for somebody else, sanctify yourself. Sometimes you don't have to say nothing to them. Just be around them. If you got something in your barn trying to correct somebody else, lift some holy hands, let's pray. Cha 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 da da ba sa ta. Pour out your spirit, Lord.
Pour out your spirit, Lord. We're making ourselves fit for the master's use. Pour out your spirit. Fit for the master's use. Use me, Lord. Here am I. All right. Those of you who got paper, write down problem solve and circle it. Problem solve. Don't look at the condition no more. Don't care how it look. Know in this house this morning that problem was solved. Now the reason I don't have to ask what the problem is, because there's nothing impossible with God. All I heard is problem solved. Circle it. Date it. The next word is the angels going to work on it. Whatever the problem is, the angels, plural, are going to work on it. Don't you interrupt the angels. Pray in the spirit about it. Don't pray in English about it because you got a bad attitude. You're judgmental. Spirit about it. Don't know what another person going through. Don't put no more wood on the fire. The enemy fire. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn it up. Glory to God. Somebody getting help. I'm getting help. Yeah, sometimes I just need to shut my mouth up. Sometimes I need to just shut my mind off. You can stand there and look all innocent. I know what's going on. You human, aren't you? Well, I'm talking to you then. Life have changed forever in you this morning. I said forever. My life has changed forever. Right here. Isn't that something? That's how the Lord can work. That's a quickening spirit in here. There's a growth. There's a spiritual growth in this prayer meeting this morning. We have growth through many levels in about 25 minutes. Never be the same. Because the Holy Ghost is going to hold you accountable. That the enemy can't get nothing on you. You will rule and reign in areas you never was able to reign. See, you're not sanctified by your goodness. You're sanctified by your yielding. That the sanctifier can get his hand on that situation on daily basis, sometimes hourly basis, sometimes minute basis, sometimes second basis.
a saint. Say things and they happen. It's what repentance and forgiveness is for. Our humanistic part sometimes mess up. Our senses sometimes mess up. But if we know what to do, we can keep it turned around. Hallelujah. Oh my, you want to know what I'm hearing now? You have prayed your last unanswered prayer. Follow these instructions. You got to follow the instruction. When we started, all the instruction was given. You have prayed your last, your prayer going to be answered every time. And now, swiftly. Because you have taken your authority back. Satan been stealing your authority with a little silly conversation. The Bible says, love ye one another. Isn't it say talk about one another? Say, and we finished praying. What looked like entertainment has been a draining. What your body enjoy to do, talking and messing around with other people's business, is actually draining you. Satan is crafty. Over the years, we have trained ourselves to enjoy gossip. What am I do now? I can't talk. I praise. It might work. Always someone who has a worse problem than you. I say to them, been tricking us. You got to be perfect. You gonna make it? I'm gonna use my English. I ain't gonna make it. But I got the perfect one inside of me. And I'm not looking for excuses to be wrong. You hear that? I'm not looking for excuses to be wrong. Well, everybody do something. No, I'm not looking for no excuse. I'm pushing myself to be perfect. Jesus said, try to get the mud. Got a 2x4 in your way. Pray everybody get it this morning, right? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. They're coming from the east, the west, north, and south. When they come, they're sitting there, they're going to get it this morning. Yeah. All right? Yeah. In your car and go home now. You got your message. Now you won't go home. Now you won't leave me here by myself. No, you ain't going nowhere. I tell you, go lock the gate, boys. I got my wood. See, you put up in the Baptist, you put up two fingers. One finger, they go in the restroom. They put up two fingers, they go into the car. Let's lift everybody, stand up and lift hands. Pray in tongue for a few minutes. Everybody stand up and lift your hand and pray in tongue, if you can. With the love of God in your heart. Love of God in your heart. Thank you, Lord. With the love of God in your heart. Releasing the love of God. Thank God for what he has taught us. Shout out our Boro Baba. Thank the love of God. The love of God is in my heart. Shout out, I'm clean. Shout out, I'm whole. Shout out, I'm ready. Shout out, Baba. I'm ready to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. My healing, my direction, my word. I'm ready to receive from the Holy Ghost. Shout out, Baba. Shout out, Baba. Shout out. I say this, Father, I thank you for a sanctified life. I'm set apart. For you, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for the privilege. We believe that every person worship with us today. will hear your voice. We will hear your voice. And we will have divine direction when we leave this place today. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister. They are going to get their word today. Every household, every family, every person will be blessed in this service. Thank you so much. Thank you for the ministry of help. They will flow like never before. Praise your holy name. All right, go refresh yourself and get ready for service.